Welcome to the Influential Women Podcast special edition for International Women's Day week to celebrate our third birthday. And this is Nikki Bannerman chatting to Louise Blythe. Welcome, Louise.
Hi, Nikki.
Hi, lovely to talk to you today. Thanks for your time. Now we're going to go straight in with Thriver and Survivor story. You overcame adversity as a real-life inspirational story of grief and gratitude, and you've got a book coming out, haven't you?
Yes. I've got a book coming out on the 6th of April, which has really been the culmination of my work for the last 2 years. So I'm very excited about that happening.
Very excited. And it's called Hope.
Hope is Coming.
Hope is Coming. And I looked at your Instagram account talking about, the wonder of life, isn't it?
Yeah, it's about the wonderfulness of life. So my story essentially is that my husband passed away from advanced bowel cancer in November 2016. And obviously death is something that is scary for anyone to face into. But for us as a family to have to navigate that at such a young age, it was so hard. We've got a young family as well. I've got two boys who are now 4 and 6. But the reason I wrote the book is because there was a real moment of beauty and a moment of hope that unfolded around the death of my husband. And actually my Instagram account, The Wonderfulness of Life, is actually named after a letter that George, my late husband, wrote just a couple of days before he died, saying to people, look, life is beautiful, life is wonderful, life is to be lived. So choose life, choose happy, as Louise and our children navigate their next season. So that's the kind of the story, the brief story of the book, and why my Instagram is called Wonderfulness of Life.
Oh, bless you. And people listening to this, they can't see you as I can see you on video and audio, but you're smiling through that moment, and that's really heart touching, with that letter. I think will touch everyone, and thank you for sharing that. And obviously doing the maths here in 2020, losing him 4 years ago, and with you must have had a newborn, it must have been so tough for you, and good for you to turn that around into something positive. And that's what our podcast is all about, to take adversity, to take strife, to turn it into something positive to help other people and to know they're not alone. So that's really lovely, and we look forward to that book coming out. He was 34 and so young, and I'm so sorry. Bowel cancer, is there anything that people should look out for with that, or anything to help them seek guidance?
Yeah, so bowel cancer is a really interesting disease. It's the second biggest cancer killer in the UK, but actually its symptoms are not broadly known, particularly within the younger generation. So often bowel cancer is defined as an older piece person's disease, and that's because if you look at the statistically it is older people who get bowel cancer. But the problem in the UK and globally is that the number of people who are being diagnosed with bowel cancer under the age of 50 is actually markedly on the rise, and the doctors are not 100% certain as to why this is. They may think it's lifestyle factors, they might think it's diet and exercise. But there are 5 key symptoms of bowel cancer, which I can share on this podcast today with the hope that that may help someone. So in terms of what you need to look out for, it's bleeding from your bottom and or sort of blood in your poo, and it's normally a darker coloured blood. Persistent or unexplained changes in your bowel habits, and that these are normally changes that last for 3 weeks or more. Unexplained weight loss. This can either be sudden or over a period of time. Extreme tiredness for no obvious clear-cut reason, and a pain or lump in your tummy area. So they're the symptoms to kind of be on the prowl for.
Definitely. Interesting. Unexplained tiredness could actually correlate to that, and a lot of people wouldn't be aware of that necessarily.
Yeah.
And where do they get help first, with a doctor or charities?
Yeah, so if you're concerned that you're presenting with the symptoms of bowel cancer, you should make an urgent appointment with your GP. My big encouragement to everybody would be to know your body. I think all of us know when there's things that aren't right. And actually, if I think about George's story, which is quite similar to lots of people who are diagnosed with bowel cancer at a younger age, they are actually often misdiagnosed. So it actually took George around about 8 months before he was diagnosed with bowel cancer. And by that point, it spread to his liver. And the reason why people are misdiagnosed is because often the doctors say, oh, it can't possibly be bowel cancer. You're far too young to have that. And the symptoms are similar to hemorrhoids, which is something that lots of people get, particularly women after childbirth. So it can very often go misdiagnosed.
Yes, so know your body and keep checking is what you're
saying. Yes, yeah.
Gosh, yes, that's really important. So you've become much more purpose-driven. You've taken bereavement to look at all the parts of yourself in new ways and navigated this life-altering loss, and I commend you for the way you're handling it. You talked about reawakening your soul and forging a new direction in your life. Do you have a mantra for living your life now?
So our mantra that we have in our house is be sad, but choose happy. So it's actually taken from the letter, the Wonderfulness of Life letter that George wrote to all of his family and all of his friends. And he said, in life, I always believe that there's a choice. And if you can choose to laugh and you can choose to live, then you must choose to do that and inject sparkle into all of those around you. But what I also recognise is really important is that grief is not to be ignored, and the sadness that comes with that is not to be overlooked or pushed away into a corner. And I've had to really educate my children on that as well, because as a society, we don't deal well with that. We want to be positive. We want to show everyone that we've got this great sort of positive mental attitude all the time, which is perfect. But equally, you have to allow for the sadness, because if you're just choosing happiness all the time, then you're not truly going to be happy, because you can only feel happiness if you've also felt the sadness that goes with it. So we talk about being sad, but choosing happy.
Authentic. Gosh, yes, that's so true. It's sort of feel your feelings and not be afraid, you know, to show real feelings. And I think particularly children, and I've heard this before, that if you show real emotion to children, they learn real empathy. And I know that, you know.
So true.
And I think that this old-fashioned generation of hiding away your feelings and not being real in front of the children is wrong in terms of show them it's okay to not be okay, and then they will learn resilience and skills themselves.
So true. So true. I'd be doing them a disservice as a mother if I pretended that the loss of their father was something that was actually okay and we could choose happy over it. That would be really awful of me to ever be educating them in that way. So we're sad about it, but we choose happy. So
good for you. Now, what does International Women's Day and being a woman in today's world mean to you?
So being a woman in today's world, I think, is really interesting. I think there's a lot of movement around the conversations on women and what we're doing to equip and empower ourselves versus previous generations. But I think what I still find so sad is how underrepresented women are in boardrooms across the country. So my background is a corporate one. So in terms of International Women's Day, for me, I think it's really about shouting from the rooftops about all the amazing things that women are doing. So women are so many things. Women are mothers, they're carers, they're holding down huge careers these days. And we are in this generation now where lots of women want to have it all, and having it all is really, really hard. So for me, this International Women's Day, I want to talk to that struggle a little bit, because it isn't easy to have a high-flying career and to have young children and be running a beautiful Instagram home. It's impossible.
That's so true. We should all film our very messy, untidy home.
Yes.
It's okay. Something has to give, doesn't it, sometimes?
Yes.
This Influential Women's Podcast special edition is produced by Nikki Bannerman and Juliet Nichols. More episodes are available on Spotify, Google, and Apple Podcasts. And links from Instagram, influential_women_podcast, and Twitter @influentialpod.